Good evening, folks, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. Of course, we have a special committee of the whole meeting prior to. A formal and warm welcome to the special COW meeting as well. Let the record show that all the aldermen are present, save for our good friend Mr. Dantina, but of course, good news travels fast. Thank you, Mr. Kilberg. Item 1 on the committee of the whole meeting is to consider draft ordinance amending Title 4, Chapter 2, adding 2 Class B3 liquor licenses to the Geneva City Code, one for our friends Aurelio's at 330 West State Street, and the other for Etodra Madre at 416 West State.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown, second by Alderman Piper. Any questions or comments? Nobody impressed with my pronunciation of the second thing there? No? Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. Really good.
Does anybody know what Etodra Madre stands for?
Etodra Madre? All mothers?
Easy on what you say next.
Something like mothers, total mother.
I don't know. We should have the guy in there.
Mother.
Yeah, something like that. Any comments? Any questions? This is good news. Exciting stuff. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? You. Item 2B is to consider draft ordinance vacating a portion of the public alley commonly known as St. Charles, as Wilson Street Alley.
So moved.
Motion by Kilberg, seconded by Mr. Singer.
I have a question, Mr.
Yes,
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did drive by this property, and I think it's a good idea to approve this. I did observe that there are other homes just south of this property at 815, I believe it is the address. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Whatever. And I'm wondering, that looks like it could have been an alley extended from south. Who's maintaining those other properties? Are the homeowners maintaining that, or do you know? Obviously, Pam, you're going to be
our city engineer, Pam Broviak.
Able to help me out. Well, thank you.
The Delphi Oracle.
There you go.
Does anybody know what the Delphi Oracle is?
That's great.
I know Dr. Brown knows, of course. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she has all the answers.
More importantly, are you going to do this all night?
I promise I won't. I'm sorry, Pam.
Yeah,
it's
only answer to his first question.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know the answer to this either, do you? Okay. Go ahead,
yes.
Pam.
Yeah, Sam, can I ask your microphone?
Yeah, let's have Ms. Broviak provide information for Sam.
I'm interested in who's maintaining those properties now.
The alley is platted as part of the subdivision. However, as you observed, it's never been opened as a drive, like a roadway type alley. So then the people who live there would be maintaining it in the same manner that they maintain all the other right-of-way, like in front of their homes.
Okay. All right. So they have been. It looks like they have been. I mean, they didn't get out and go back in there. But this one family is apparently kind of fenced it off, which is probably a good idea.
Well, they would like exclusive use of it,
sure,
and want to take title to it. So that's why they suggested that or asked that we vacate it. But we need to retain an easement because we have storm sewer facilities and electric lines and poles in that area.
Great. I'm all for it. Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Mr. Singer?
No, my question was answered. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Anyone else? Comments or questions for Ms. Broviak? We have a motion by, I believe, Kilberg, a second by Singer. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. At this time, a motion to adjourn the special committee of the whole meeting is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marx, second by Flanagan. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Got it? Welcome back, folks. Tonight's regularly scheduled City Council meeting is about to begin. I kindly ask our City Clerk, Eagle Scout Extraordinaire, to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph D'Antino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
Our new friend Ryan, fifth grader at Williamsburg Elementary School, is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll follow your lead, Ryan.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Do you know you're on TV by sitting in that second row? Do you know that? Not anymore, you're not. We just canceled the whole TV program. So. But there's a camera right up here, man. That's going to keep you on TV the whole time. So tell your friends you're on TV. Item number, well, we don't have any special items or presentations this evening, so we jump down to item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments being offered by any member of the council tonight? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine business by the City Council and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Vogelsberg makes the motion and Piper a close second.
Ooh.
Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Omnibus agenda passes with 9 affirmative votes. We jump to item number 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, please read the bills recommended for payment.
Bills for payment total $1,113,090.95.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are displayed on the city website and the city council package for tonight.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city council packet and on the city's website. Seconded by Alderman Hill. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes. We jump down to Committee of the Whole items of business. Item 11A, recommend ordinance number 2011-51, Title 4, license fees and number adding 2 Class B3 liquor licenses to the Geneva City Code for Aurelio's Pizza and a Todra Madre.
Which means, if we're still playing Jeopardy, I'd like to take this for
500. Please do.
It's slang for totally awesome.
Is that right? Would you just look that up?
No, yes, of course I looked it up. What do you think? I just willed it into my brain?
Totally awesome.
So moved.
Motion by Piper with enthusiasm.
Second.
Seconded by Hill with utter disgust. Questions or comments? I believe a voice vote would be sufficient.
Roll call is
correct. See, tonight's opposite night. That's what I meant. A roll call vote. Broviak, you okay over there? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes. Congratulations to both businesses. Very exciting. Item 11B is to recommend ordinance number 2011-52, vacating a portion of the public alley commonly known as the Wilson Street Alley.
Move approval.
Second.
Second.
Alderman Hill makes the motion. Alderman Marks comes in with the second. Any additional comments or questions? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there any chance we could somehow inform the neighbors of the remaining properties which are left unclaimed at this point? Because it would, in some sense, be better if some individual homeowner took possession of them and maybe would even look after them better than they're currently being looked after, and they would be off the city's books, and it would yet relieve us of one more piece of abandoned property that we don't quite know what to do with.
If that would be the council's wish, we could certainly send out letters to the adjoining property owners explaining the procedure and
explaining what is happening in this case, so maybe one of them would like to step forward, because it certainly makes more sense to, for them to be formally under the control and supervision and hopefully maintenance of a neighbor than it does to have them sitting there as abandoned property in some sense, because they are basically abandoned property by the city in some real sense, right? We don't
plan on putting an alley through.
I understand I should be
They're dedicated, but unimproved.
Right. Right.
One of the considerations that the staff and the city council have done in the past is that if adjoining property owners wish to have an alley or, in some cases, a street vacated or partially vacated, then it's been the policy to have those property owners pay for certain expenses that are associated with the vacation, such as having a plat of vacation prepared by a registered land surveyor. So that's usually, otherwise, you need to have that in order to effectively vacate a street or an alley.
So it's been done in this case.
Yes.
And it's not that difficult, so if some property owner wished to step forward.
Correct. In this case, there was an agreement between property owners that adjoined this alley as far as how the devolution of title was going to occur after the vacation.
It would seem to me that it is in the best city's interest that this exact thing has happened.
Sure. It returns to the property tax property rules.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Is that something the council is directing us to do, then, is to send a letter to the adjoining property owners?
We don't direct you to do anything. It's a suggestion that the city staff may consider the possibility.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Comments or questions? Item 11B, roll call vote is in order.
Gene Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes. Thank you. Item 11C is to recommend resolution number 2011-85, authorizing staff to negotiate and enter into agreement with New World Systems in an amount not to exceed $515,000 for enterprise resource planning software. Motion.
Oops. So moved.
Second.
Brown makes the motion, and Alderman Piper makes the second. I know there was significant discussion last week at the Committee of the Whole meeting regarding this subject. Obviously, the floor is open for additional commentary. Alderman Flanagan, we also have a representative from New World Systems with us this evening again.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And I, first of all, want to apologize to my fellow city council people because I didn't watch the video, and so I may be asking questions that were already answered last week. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that I wanted to apologize. So,
and for going to Florida without us.
Well, hey, you know, and I didn't get a chance to look at the video like I normally do. So. When most software is sold by the licensing, and so I just wanted to make sure that when we talk about purchase of software in our ordinance, is that going to be clear that we're only licensing the software and not necessarily purchasing the software? Does that make sense?
Yeah, the agreement is for software license.
Okay. Now, the initial warranty period, is there initial warranty period? Is that 1 year or?
Yes, 1 year.
1 year.
1 year. Join us at the microphone just for the heck of it as well.
Sure.
Well, there's
a,
there's,
my questions yeah, to.
Alderman Flanagan, it's a 1 year warranty, but there's also maintenance agreement that continues past that time period.
Correct. Yeah, and that includes the updates and
correct.
All the other stuff.
Correct. So in a sense, it is a quasi warranty on the viability of the system during that period.
I understand that, and I know that we're going to be paying for the software over 2 years, but do we have some sort of agreement with you that if the we won't pay for the last bit of the software until it's been running correctly? Is there a caveat there that...
Correct. There's mutual sign-off to all aspects of the software.
And actually, we're paying for the software portion all at once because we were able to get a better discount by paying that all up front.
Correct.
What we're paying over time is the implementation costs.
Oh, okay.
So there are scheduled dates based upon where we proceeded in the implementation that then we would pay as we go.
And then maintenance fee is not included in
the maintenance fee is separate.
And may I ask what that maintenance fee is yearly? Or
Sure. Before that question is answered, I want you to introduce yourself or reintroduce yourself.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I figure we should, because you and I weren't here. So.
Yeah, sure. My name is Carl Lafif. I'm with New World Systems. We're based out of Troy, Michigan, but I'm responsible here for the state of Illinois.
Where's home?
Home is actually in Troy, Michigan. So,
good Lord.
Yeah, so I travel. My wife and three kids, I leave first thing typically Tuesday morning and get back Thursday night. So I live in Michigan. I work in Illinois. Don't tell the
wow.
tax man.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So on the maintenance, Dorothy,
mm-hmm.
doesn't the first year maintenance doesn't kick in until 1 year after contract.
I read
the first year the maintenance is $59,520.
And that's reoccurring every year.
And it's based on a percentage of the software, and over that first 5 years, you explained this last time.
Correct.
That it goes up to the average market.
Correct. That average market when you're dealing with software and comparable software maintenance starts at 20%. Ours is escalating over 5 years, which actually starts in year two, and then the software maintenance will escalate starting at 16% of the gross value up to the 20% after the fifth year.
Okay, so it doesn't kick in until the fifth year, the 20%?
Correct.
Okay.
Technically the sixth year of the agreement.
That leads me to, I know that there's updates, et cetera, but like in the future, if .NET becomes an obsolete operating system, does that update or your maintenance to provide the update, if you perchance move into another operating system, that covers that?
That's a good question. So the likelihood of .NET becoming obsolete in the next decade is very small. So we had this jump. We started off, the company's been around for 30 years. We started off strictly as an IBM house, and we had, if you're familiar with AS400 or System 36 offerings for software. All of our legacy customers were able to migrate or upgrade to our .NET version, and they got 100% credit towards the software, like-for-like software. So the general ledger package on the legacy software was like on the legacy, or the general ledger package on the .NET platform.
Which is good because we're currently running under a DOS environment, which you know.
There are those still out there. You're not you're not the only ones.
No, I know that, but it becomes harder and harder to keep it upgraded
mm-hmm.
and updated. Let me see. Is there any additional computer equipment that's being needed on this? Because I know that we're not talking about 515 being having any additional hardware.
No, this does not include any additional hardware.
And will we need any additional hardware?
I don't believe so. Pete's back there. He can...
Thank you.
That was creepy.
That's the IT guy. Got it.
Okay.
Any idea what Alderman Flanagan might do for a living?
She's in some sort of financial role or...
she knows the computer talk.
Okay, so she's in software. Okay, that's...
So I do have... I do have certain things. And the reason why I brought the .NET, because I know there's Windows 8, mm-hmm. and they're migrating to other things, so I just wanted to make sure that...
We're a Microsoft Gold partner, so we have pre-development software that we work with. We go to Seattle once a year to maintain our Gold partnership standards.
So great.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and I guess the only other question... Oh, and is the software held in escrow, perchance? If you company went belly up, would the city of Geneva...
There's no escrow agreement right now. That is a possibility. We chose not to. New World's been in business for 31 years as New World. We're going to continue to be in business as New World. Your five-year maintenance covers you for the minimum of 5 years, even if we were to be acquired or... So your investment is protected at a minimum of 5 years.
Okay. And the only other question I have is the police department has some sort of form of this type of software. They're not going to become part of the maintenance agreement, are they?
No, they will. They have their own separate maintenance agreement, but we'll be able to interconnect those systems.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Carl.
Sure.
And I just wanted to make another comment that, you know, I at first had a knee-jerk reaction that said, oh, you know, should we spend this kind of money, et cetera, and at this time, should we, you know, continue with this? But I think that in looking at what the software is for 14 years, it's like if we sat here with our computers under a DOS environment and trying to do what we do today, it would be horrendous.
So. A lot less would be getting done.
Yes. So thank you.
Anyone else on the dais?
I did want to, Attorney Radovich has been working on the agreement along with the attorneys from New World, and I just wanted to point out the one thing that I don't know if they haven't come to the meeting of the minds or whatever, but New World has made a business decision not to carry errors and omissions insurance. So we are only indemnified up to the actual cost that we spend on this software, nothing greater than that. So if something were to cause damage to the city directly or indirectly as a result of an error of New World, we're not technically covered for that. However, if there's an imperfection or a defect in the license,
they would correct it.
New World would do everything they could to correct that. So I just wanted to point that out. That was a concern Attorney Radovich had. I've also checked with our insurance carrier to see if there's any kind of coverage we can get for that. Right now, there really isn't. But I would also say, again, we don't have that with our current software. But I did want to make sure that you were all aware of that.
Thank you.
I think Ryan might have some questions for you, man. My fifth grade friend at Williamsburg.
Stay away from software sales. If you want to see your family, stay away from software sales.
Anyone else? Any comments or questions for our guest? Or for Ms. Dawkins? Anyone in the audience? Mr. Clerk, a roll call is in order.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Arthur Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Nay.
Item 11C passes with 7 affirmative votes, 2 nay votes, and 1 absent. According to my agenda, we skip down to item 13, new business. Is there any new business from any member of the audience tonight? Ryan, dude, where are you having Thanksgiving?
No.
Really? Really? When do you leave?
Tomorrow.
I trust you're flying. You're driving? Good. You have brothers and sisters? Oh, lucky dog. When do you come back?
Sunday.
Oh, just in time for school, huh? You want me to call Dr. Dye and see if he can have next week off? Awesome. Anyone else in the audience? Any new business or information for the benefit of the city? Ryan, have you met Mr. Nagel? This guy's a major reporter. He's been covering news in Geneva for 160 years. He does look good. Yeah. The power of plastics. He's actually the walking example of DOS software. Right there. From the dais?
Still uses it.
Oh, just Alderman Flanagan.
Oh.
And then Vogelsberg.
Go ahead. Sure? Okay. First of all, since I wasn't here, I wanted to, and it's Thanksgiving, I wanted to be thankful for our beautification committee and for all of their time and effort in donating their time and talents. And I also wanted to be thankful for the volunteers, and I wanted to thank them for doing all the gardening, et cetera, during the whole entire year. So. And which leads me to firewood bundles. They're available by the utility box. But and I ask that everybody leave a donation of $5. It is a fundraiser, so sometimes the wood happens to kind of walk off by itself. So if somebody could, or if those people who really need it can take it, but we really appreciate if they'd leave $5 for bundles. And I wanted to thank staff for the door hangers. And to remind people about the leaves in the streets. So, thank you.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to thank Stephanie and all the staff that let the students shadow them for Student Government Day. It went really well this year, and that's because of Stephanie's planning. Thank you.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to wish the council members and the staff and all present today and all the citizens of Geneva a very happy and pleasant Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hill.
I'm just thankful that Alderman Ralph Dantino is back in Geneva.
Very good.
After a long time
Chicago
fighting the nasty bug in Baltimore. And I hope he left it all there because those folks deserve it.
Well, that'll cost us some money from a lawsuit tomorrow, Ryan.
Not really. They don't deserve it, but we're glad to have him back. That's the important thing.
Indeed. Anyone else? Mr. Piper, since you're about to doze off, would you like to offer a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Flanagan. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Microphones are off. Thank you all. Thank you.